For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. For the state's public schools, the 1st of June normally marks the end of the school year. But this year, the coronavirus outbreak changed that, prompting this announcement by Governor McMaster back on March 15th.
Effective immediately, I've ordered the closing of all schools in the state of South Carolina, starting tomorrow, Monday, March 16th.
Last week, Education Superintendent Molly Spearman delivered this ominous assessment to a special state Senate committee.
This COVID-19 pandemic has the potential to create an education crisis for a generation of our South Carolina students.
Spearman said that one-third of this instructional year was lost, and she also told the Senate committee closing schools and attempting to continue instruction by e-learning and other distance methods has highlighted the familiar problem of disparity within the state's public school system.
But certainly the reality is that there are many students who have been able in their districts to really not miss a beat. They've been able, through really high quality technology, to meet with their teachers on a daily basis, have their Zoom lessons, and then there are others, and the disparity is very, very obvious.
A key contributor to the disparity Spearman was referring to is the lack of broadband service in many parts of the state, especially in rural areas.
We believe, by self-report, that there's over 100,000 households of students who did not have Wi-Fi or any capability while we've been working with them.
Officials now estimate that perhaps as many as 40,000 of the state's 780,000 students have been totally cut off from their teachers since March, despite efforts by school officials to stay in touch with them. A troubling fact for educators and some state lawmakers, like Lexington Senator Katrina Sheely.
40,000 kids, that's a lot of children that we don't know. The rapture came down and 40,000 kids just suddenly disappeared.
That's one reason that the state is expected to pump millions of dollars into the system between now and August to try and make up lost ground. The legislature is being asked to authorize $160 million for 5 instructional recovery days for students in kindergarten through the 8th grade, and $47 million for 4 weeks of summer camp in reading and math for 25,000 K through 3rd grade students. Just as great a challenge as catching students up on schoolwork is how to safely reopen schools. Personal protective equipment for students, teachers, and employees will be needed. When to start school in August and how to provide safe distancing in classrooms and on buses is leading many of the 79 school districts across the state to consider things like staggering school days and hours. Greenville County School Board member Chuck Sailors is president of the South Carolina School Boards Association.
One thing we've got to do is build the capacity of trust and comfort as we go back to school, regardless of what the schedule looks like, or regardless of the social distancing challenges we may face when it comes to the reopening of school. We've got to make sure everybody that comes in that door feels comfortable and safe.
Sailors says the School Boards Association surveyed almost 600 school board members and found that a large majority of them favor split scheduling of school days next year and believe that the state should seek a waiver to suspend standardized testing again next year so that teachers can spend more time on student learning. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.